Today's shir is Pirkei Avos, the first perek, the third mishnah. Antignos ish socho. Antignos, man from socho, that's where he used to live. Kibel mishimon atzadik. He received from Shimon atzadik, who was the last of Anshei Knesset Gedola. So Antignos received from him, who's kibel from him the Torah, right? He would say, "Al tiu kavadim, don't be like servants, hamisham shimet harav, who serve the master, i.e. Kodesh Baruch Hu, almanat lekabel pras, on the condition to receive pras. Pras means reward. It's interesting to learn word pras. Ella, rather, havu kavadim hamisham shimet harav, because pras also lost in prusa." Right, prusa, you say pras is like to cut piece of bread, prusa, right? Ela havu kavadim mishamshin tarav, be like servants who serve the master, Kodesh Baruch Hu, shelo amanat lekabel pras, not on the condition to receive a portion, a reward. V'yu mer shemayim aleichem, and let be the fear of heavens on you. So, it's a strange lashon here. First of all, what's this lekabel pras? Like I told you, pras is not schar. Pras means a portion. That means even, my guess is as follows, even if you're serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know the main schar. You know the main schar is Olam Haba. Right? But you want pras, you want a portion of it. You want to get benefit from it in this world. You're doing it for your own self-benefit. You know, some people say, kashrus is good for you. It's healthy. So I'm going to keep kashrus because it's healthy. No, that's wrong. You're not keeping kashrus because it's healthy. You're keeping kashrus because it's the rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you want to do the rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why are you doing that rotzen? I want to get schar. I want to get reward. Right? No, you're not allowed to do that. It's not that it's bad if you do that. You are allowed to do it. Halachically, you didn't do an aveira. Right? And I remember we spoke about once, we said, as a Gemara in Pesachim that says that it's better for a person to do Torah and mitzvahs, right? Shelo lishma, right? Not with a proper intention. Shemitoch shelo lishma, through the shelo lishma, through the improper intention, ba lishma, he'll come to lishma. And that's explained, I think Rav Dessler explains that, that if a person, when he does something, and he realizes where he's holding, that he's not doing it with the proper intention. He's doing it for covered a little bit. He's doing it for, you know, it's nice. He feels good about it. Whatever, he's not doing it for the proper intention, which is for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? He's doing it with the improper, but if he's doing it even realizing himself with the improper intention, but he wants to come to the high intention of Lishma, that's mitoch shelo lishma balishma. That through lo lishma he'll come to lishma, because his higher intention is ultimately to do that. But here we're just saying, right, don't be like servants who serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a reward. Rather serve him without the condition of a reward. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to explain this. That's bi'ahava, for to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we have a condition. And let Yirei Shamayim, and you should have Mor Shamayim Aleichem. It should be the fear of heavens. So there's Ahava, and there's Yira being put here. There's Ahavas Hashem, you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Ahavas Hashem, but make sure you have the fear of God on you when you're serving with Ahavas Hashem. Why are we saying that? Because the tendency of a person, when he serves with Ahava, right, you feel, I'm giving, right? It's the tendency of a person when he's giving, he tends to round corners also mitzido, also from his own personal outlook. If a person's rounding corners from his own personal outlook, right, there's a problem there. He'll be making on himself with regards to mitzvahs. So what we're saying here is what? We're saying that he should do what? He should have Yirei Shamayim. That'll keep him from rounding those corners. Because Ahava tends to make a person round corners. There's a concept like that. You with me? It means he's making on himself. he says, ah, just as he's doing so much for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, will you forgive me for doing, you know, not doing this exactly as it should be done? There is a concept like that. When a person lives in the concept of Ahava, there's a tendency for the person to say, ah, it's not so important that. Ah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, forgive me. Because he's living in the world of Chesed. So in that world of Chesed he's living, just as he's giving, kivyochol giving, so Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a sense that he's giving more of himself, more than he needs to give. He's not living only with his chov, with his obligation. He's doing more than required of the obligation. So you think, so Kodesh Baruch Hu will also forgive me when I, you know, sometimes slip up. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive me. That's a mistake. Then we have to say that he has to have a Yerush Shemayim Alechem. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive him. But if he has a Yerush Shemayim, the attitude that Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive me is not a good attitude. Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive him if he does, you know, if he doesn't want to do that. He made a mistake. People make mistakes in life. But the attitude that if I make a mistake, Kodesh Baruch Hu will automatically forgive me, in that mind, that mindset, that's a wrong mindset. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Have Yerush Shemayim. You should have the fear of heaven on you. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Antiknos Issocho, Al tiyu kavadim m'sham shenet rav m'nat l'kao pras, l'fi she'ein zu avoda shleima. This is not a complete avoda. She'eino ose bishul rabo. He's not doing for his master, ach, only the kavu pras. Oh, so we see the ach. If you do it only the kavu pras, this isn't a complete avoda. It's an avoda, but it's not a complete avoda. So it's mashma that if you're doing it also for the sake of your master, but you also want the pras, that's what we were speaking about before. Mitoch shalolishma balishma, that you're doing it shalolishna, well, not for the proper reason, but with the ultimate reason that you'll get to serve for Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, then that's okay. Ela, havu kavadim sham shnit rav amanat shalom kavu pras. Do it, right, for the purpose of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for receiving a reward. Ki ein la'adam la'asot ha-mitzvahs. A person should not do the mitzvahs al das, with the intention shelo yelo pras aleihem. Ella? Oh, no, it's saying like this. Don't think that a person should do the mitzvahs with the intention that there's no reward for them. That is a mistake. Ella, hagiyas shelo amanat l'kabel pras, right? Not al dat shelo yelo pras, not on intention, on condition that he won't get a reward. Shelo yaseh ha-mitzvah b'shvil ha-pras. There is a reward, but he shouldn't do it for this reward. Even though he's allowed to think, kischa yelo, there will be reward chelef avodato, because of his work. He's allowed to think there's an olam haba, or it's good for him, peros he can receive in this world. You know, eating kosher will actually make you healthy. It's healthier than eating non-kosher, right? It is healthier than eating non-kosher. Many people who don't have nothing to do with kosher buy dafka kosher foods. Non-Jews, because they know that it's healthier for you. And I'm sure there's, you know, there's something written on the web about how healthy kosher. It has to be that way, because kosher means this is spiritually good for, at least for a Jew. That means it can't be damaging to you physically. If it's good for you spiritually, it must be good for you also physically. It can't be bad for you physically, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't ask you to do mitzvahs which are bad for you. Aval nearly, it seems to me, ki gives as far hi ikka. Shavoda kazu, like this avoda, matzilu bnei adam, ki ha'eved miknat kaspo. An eved, if a person buys a servant, right, through money, chayv hu lavod avoda, he's obligated to do for him work. B'shelo shi'itein lo pras, and not that he will get for it a reward. Not that you'll get for a reward. There will be a reward, but not that you'll get that reward. For gamken yesh adam lavod et Hashem, a person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu amanat shelo lekabel pras. He shouldn't do it for the purpose of getting a reward. Ela mipnei chesed, because of chesed shegam lo kva. Why should you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because of the chesed that He gave to you. And another reason, מפני מעלת הרב שהוא ראוי לכך, because of the mala of the master, the height of the master that is fitting for you to serve him. Okay, so vazuhi avodat Hashem barach, this is the service of Hashem, mi'ava, from avas Hashem. Now he's bringing a pasuk, v'havtet Hashem elokecha, you should love the Lord your God, ezuhi avodah shleima b'bnei azam, and this is a complete avodah in a person. Right, so now he's telling you two things. He's actually explaining to you what ava is as well. You know, we speak about this word a lot, love in the world. What is it? So simple translation in Judaism is have, give. Remember, there's a whole kuntres about giving, chesed. But here he's saying something interesting. What should be the mania? What should be the driving force in serving Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's saying two things. The recognition of the good that he's done for you in your life. That's called Hakara Satov. If a person needs this Hakara, needs this recognition, we do this every morning. Right? Hanoten Lesech Vibina. Right? We have the ability to discern. Pokeach Ivrim. We have eyes to see. Malbish Arumim. We have clothes to wear. Right? We go through all the basic things. I want to be honest with you something. When we get up in the morning, Shacharis, do you really think when we sing Malbish Arumim, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the shirt that I'm wearing? No. But that's what we're doing. Do we say Pokeach Ivrim? We say, thank you, Hashem, for the eyes that I'm seeing with. Mitzadei Gava, for the legs that I'm walking with. But that's what we're really saying in the morning. What happens, unfortunately, to us, this is unfortunate, we get so used to saying the words, right? You can probably run them off balpeh by now. We don't feel what we're saying. If we got up in the morning and we got out to the street, went to the forest, and we started shouting out, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the eyes that you gave me. Thank you for the mind for thinking. I'm not giving the order. Thank you for the legs to walk on. The clothes that I'm wearing. We actually said it. That would be an amazing feeling. It would probably take us a whole hour, right, to actually feel it. But it would be an amazing feeling. Then all of a sudden, you know, we start off by saying, thank you, Elokai, Mishama, Shnatata Vitahura. We thank you for returning us life. That I'm living today because you gave me back my neshama. Modani, we start. Modani, get out in the morning. Modani, we all know about prayer, right? Modani, we all know about prayer. Do we ever think about what we're saying? Truly me. We have to think about what we're saying. There's a hakara. That's what brings the first hakara, recognition of that goodness. If a person starts the morning with a real recognition of the goodness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave, and he believes that he gave it to him. Look, if you believe you came from the ape, and the ape has, right, sechel, and the ape has legs, and the ape has things, and then your ancestor, the ape, developed into this Homo sapien, and you became whatever you became, right? And it's natural, and the world is the way it is, because that's the way the world is, and it was a Big Bang once upon a time, and you came from this Big Bang, like with little, you know, carbon and oxygen and whatever, and hydrogen that came together, and from this gas came all sorts of different, came life, which they can't even make in a laboratory, but doesn't matter, and then you came a human being, which is 10 to the minus 30 something, probability of that happening, even according to them, which is not very likely, right? Given the years that they think the Big Bang occurred. So, now if we thought you think that it's all natural, you know, you sleep to replenish yourself, and then you get up, and that's what happened, that's natural. Your body functions, you know, after 100 and so many years, the body basically, parts of it is used up, and then it dies on you, right? The tissue, the heart tissue, whatever. So if you do yoga, if you do running and jogging and you eat properly, so you'll be able to get to 100 and without Alzheimer's, etc., 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 right? Okay. So if you're one of those guys, so why should you have Hakara Satov? There's no Hakara Satov. There's no Avodas Hashem. Hakara Satov can only be when you recognize Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you all of this.
And it has to be every day. Because we forget these basic things. We're breathing air. Your lungs take them in, they come out very quickly. You don't even notice you're breathing. And all that oxygen goes around, pumps your heart to your brain, feeds you, allows you to think. At the same time, the food you ate is being digested in your system. Everything's happening at once and you're not even feeling it. All there's a tremendous akara satov we have. We make a brocha about, a special brocha about going to the toilet. Who makes a brocha about going to the toilet? Because if you couldn't go to the toilet, you know what bad state you'd be in? It separates. We take food in and remove all the bad of that food we took in. Which is usually all the tasty part. All this nice oil and all that, right? It gets rid of it. So we can have all this tasty food, right? And eat more than we really need, and our body will deal with it. More or less. There's a tremendous hakara satov that a person should have. If we work on that hakara, that's the first thing. Then the second thing is, who are we serving? Who are we serving?
Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Melech Malcheim Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created every single thing. He's involved in every single thing. He's involved in our own personal lives. Everything that occurs in the world. Right? You go to the Grand Canyon, and there it must be great there. It's this tremendous scenery. And you stand there thinking you're this minuscule little zero. And you are, to a certain extent. You are and you aren't. And you feel the awe of something much bigger than you. Can you imagine taking us and plunking us out of the world and just looking at the globe? I'm sure these astronauts must feel this when they, you know, go around the world. The world, you know, this big world that seems so big, and China has 1 billion people, and Asia, I don't know, another 1 billion, right? And Europe and America and all this big, big world of all these many people seem like this little ball over there. You can do it with your apps, you know, you go on maps, you go like that. You see this little world, right? You go around it. I'm sure, but before they did that, going to the moon was a tremendous thing. Do it with your app. Just think about it, that you're this little guy in this big planet. Then you look at the planet and you see the sun, you see the moon, and you see the stars. We're 1 million light years away. Light years, not our years, light years away. And you see this whole big galaxy. And you're this minuscule little guy. And who created all of this? For who? For you. It's a tremendous awe, tremendous respect. So what makes you do avoda with Ahava? And this is also in a relationship. There's a respect for the person, and then there's what? Hakara satov, a recognition of the good that person did for you. That's kibud av va'em, the honoring of parents, is the same thing. You can't honor with parents unless you respect them and you recognize the good they give to you. Any relationship's based on that. Hakara satov and respect. So, in order to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'ava, with love, we need these two ingredients. Without these ingredients, it's not going to be an avoda. It's not going to be an avoda. The reason you're doing it isn't because of Ahavas Hashem. The reason you're doing it because pras, you don't respect the person, and you don't recognize the good the person does for you. If you don't have those two ingredients, you don't have a relationship with the person. How can a person whose life was nearly taken from him, or like you say in Africa, or in a survivor of the Holocaust? First of all, a survivor of the Holocaust, it's very hard. Even a person starving is very hard. We just learned last week's parasha, right? We learned by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Tiken Arvis, right? Arvis called Rishus. It's not a chiyuv. Now we took on as a minhag. It became a chiyuv to us, an obligation to us. But initially, Arvis was not a chiyuv. Arvis, Gemara says, Rishusu. Question how you learn the Rishus, but simply speaking,
Yeah, it doesn't learn against another mitzvah, but simply speaking, it's a straight rishus, right? So, why is that? Tefillah is hoda'ah. The whole concept of tefillah is hoda'ah, of hakaras hatov. That's the whole concept of tefillah. Shachris Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you tremendous chesed, right? Baboke chasdecha. In the mornings, we have the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mincha is a time of chesed and din. It's a synthesis, right? More, it's coming towards din. But you still see the chesed. There's still chesed. There's din. There's punishment. There's chesed. There's good and bad. So still, there's a chiyuv for that. You thank him, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nighttime is emunatcha belelot. Emunah is at night, when it's dark, when it's galus. We don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. So there's dark, the middle of the night, it's a little dark. Right? A little dark. There's still some sort of light, but it's dark. Then as you get towards Chatzot, it becomes very dark. That's the darkest place. Even at the darkest place, we have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even when there's no light, you have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ah, maybe there's moonlight. Sometimes there's no moonlight. Towards not Rosh Chodesh at night time, there's no light because the moon's completely, towards the end of the month, or the beginning of the month. You hardly see the moon. There's not even radiance from the moon. That's the deepest of goddess. You with me? Even the deepest of goddess, emunatcha belelot. You can't obligate a person for that. You can't obligate a person to have a karas hatov when it seems that there's nothing he was given. Right? Or everything was taken from him. His family, his respect, his humanity. You know, the Holocaust killed people psychologically. How can you live after seeing all of that? And some people, I don't know if they were cured from what happened to them in the Holocaust. You know, there's stories, even a boy told me here, story of his grandma, that she was in the Holocaust. And the terrible things that happened to her. She had to lift up dead bodies. And the Nazis, she was a young girl, the Nazis did whatever they wanted to do with her. And she got out because of the march they took her, and she used to hide. So the Nazis wouldn't do anything. They used to hide in the troughs with all the dung of the animals so they wouldn't be pleasant to the Nazis, so they wouldn't do anything. Can you imagine that? A young girl. And they survived the Holocaust. How can you expect a person to have a karas hatov? I can't. But that's why it's rishus. Marav is rishus, emunatcha belelot. Even the depths of the night, there's an emunah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. You survived the Holocaust. Who got you through there? If they looked, and it's very hard to look, but I'm sure, you know, even those depths of troubles, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us. There's many people who didn't. You were. Why you? Maybe you got out of the Holocaust that you would have these children or grandchildren you have who would be people who are serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who knows? Can I blame a person for not believing Kodesh Baruch Hu? No, I can't blame. But do they have the mitzvah of emunah? Yeah, it's rishus though. I can't mechayev them. That's why you can't be mechayev, because how can you mechayev? But to a certain extent, since there is a mitzvah to believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there is a mitzvah to live as a Jew, right? Under all circumstances, and the Jews went through tremendous hardships throughout history. So even though it's a rishus, we're saying, but there is a chiyuv there to live as a Jew.
Rishus?
Yeah, even though this emunah, we can't expect the person to live it. We can't expect them to have the sakara satov. But where somehow there somehow is a little bit of an obligation for us to believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu and to accept. I can't judge such a person, but the Torah says he has to keep Torah mitzvahs. So I don't know where, you know, like, can I judge them? Only that Kodesh Baruch Hu can know. But does he, if you ask a rabbi, do you have a chiyuv to do Torah mitzvahs? Yeah. Would I blame him for not doing that? I don't know. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't see a reason to blame him. But I'm sure Kodesh Baruch Hu knows better than me. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not up to me to blame them. You understand? You understand the difference? So, yeah, even in the darkest moments of time, even the people who have the hardest of lives, you have an obligation of Akara. Because you're still living, you're still breathing, you're still able to eat, you're still able to continue. Can I judge you if you don't? No. That's the relationship between you and your Creator. I can't come there because I've never been there. But the Torah says you should have that relationship. So it's a little bit of a contradiction, if you understand what I'm saying.
Respect and recognition, yeah. You said.
Yeah. It's a very important thing. Hakaras hatov in a relationship and the respect that you have for that person. The deepening the respect and the bigger hakara that you have that this person gave to you, the more you love that person. If you don't have the hakara to tell this person is giving to you, and you don't have respect for that person, you don't have a relationship with them. At the same time, if you have respect and awe from a person, but say you don't have any hakara to tell. There's no Hakara Satov. It's from you. Everyone you get this Hakara Satov from. It's from you you have a problem with Hakara Satov. Because everyone does good for you. So you have this in all. But that doesn't mean you have a giving relationship. You need both. So it goes, Haratzeh l'shamesh ohavo. Someone who wants to serve his person that he loves. Mipnei avato. Because he loves him. Miyamim kodmonim. From previous times. Even if he knows he's not going to get a reward for this. Ava like this is a person to serve Hashem. I mean, there is a pras. You are going to get a reward. There is Olam Haba. But your attitude to it, your attitude is, do you want to give to Kriya Baruch Hu because of the Ava? And that's something we can have. The deepening of our Hakara, and this is our Avodah and Tefillah. The Avodah and Tefillah is to deepen that Hakara. And our Avodah and Tefillah is also the awe that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Hakel HaGadol HaNora, Kel Elyon. Gomel Chasadim Tovim. How we start? Just think of those words. There's a tremendous awe. There's a tremendous Hakara Satov. We say a bracha, Baruch, Ata, you, Hashem, Elokeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, the King of the World, Borei Pri Haetz, Borei Minei Mizanot, Shakol, whatever bracha you're making, He created these things that you're eating, you're Nizon. You benefit from. There's Hakara of Tov, and there's also what? Melech HaOlam. There's an awe, there's a recognition. Okay. Al Kain, therefore, Samach Zeh Le'inyan HaYira. Now you're saying why we have Yira at the end of this. Because that's the respect. You should have the more, the fear of heaven on you. Lavodet Hashem miyira u'mi'ava. To serve him through this hakaras hatov, which is mi'ava, and miyira is this respect. Ke'evet sha'ovet rabo. Like a servant who serves his master, because of the greatness of the master. U'mala al da'ato, and he puts on his thinking. She'echol la'onsho, that he can punish him. He's serving him with the yira, lo mipnei yirato min ha'onesh, not because of fear of ha'onesh, ela mipnei gdulat harav, the respect that he has for the rav, the greatness of the master, sheyesh biyado le'enosh, that he is in his hand le'enosh. Not that he's, you understand the difference? Not that he's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could punish us. He has the ability to punish us. He has the koach to punish us. And that maile that we see in him is the koach to punish. What do you mean is the koach to punish? He rules over the whole world.
He rules not because he rules like he's Moshe. He rules because by force. Because when we recognize the Ma'al of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created this whole entire galaxy, or galaxies, for us little human beings. There's probably no other life in the world. Not life, spiritual life. Maybe there's some sort of amoebas or some sort of animals in different places in the world. Maybe. But human life is very unlikely that there is. Like cognitive life that we have. You with me? Look at all these tremendous things he created for us. He created the world. The world was a little bit closer to the sun. There wouldn't be life here. Tremendous what he did for us. We breathe every morning. We eat. We enjoy the food that we eat. We enjoy sleeping. It's necessary we enjoy it, especially early in the morning, right? When you have to get up for chakras, right? Who doesn't enjoy that, right? When you eat sour as well, to make it more enjoyable, right? But serious, everything is done in this world for us to enjoy. We know how to use it properly. You just have to learn to use it. So we need that Hakara Satov. So when we're working on Avodas Hashem, what do we work on? And I'm telling you, this is where Avodas Hashem starts. The time for this Avoda is Tefillah. So we get up in the morning. Maybe we should do it. We'll each day pick a Brocha. Start with Pokeach Ivrim. Or not Pokeach Ivrim. Hanoten Nesech Vibina. Learn that Brocha well. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tarnagol, the chicken, the ability to discern. And obviously, it gave the chicken to discern. It gave us to discern. Even the chicken can discern between night and day. We can discern. Doesn't mean we can discern, you know, when it's bright light. It means it's just a change between night and day. It's a discerning. We can also have the ability. He gave us that ability to discern. That's a tremendous ability. Or modeani. Pick up modeani. Let's say modeani with kavana. Pick something. Everyone has their own little thing they want to pick. Pick something. Just say for a whole week, one bracha in the morning with real kavana, knowing what we're saying. Thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bem, it's not just like rattling it off. That's Hakara Satov. The whole avoda in Tefillah is that Hakara Satov, and is that Yirat Shamayim, and is that awe of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're omed in front of the King. You're standing in front of the King. All our brachas, you know, it's all our brachas. There's tremendous awe in those words. But unfortunately, we don't say it with that meaning. If we were to say it with that meaning, that would change our whole avoda Hashem. Just as food we eat twice or three times a day, right? So Kodesh Baruch Hu was metakin tefillas three times a day, so that we put ourselves into that mode. That's what the tefillas are there, to put us into that mode. And when we're in the mode of that tefillah, for Shacharis, or for Mincha, or for Maariv, that's going to be mashpia on our whole Avodas Hashem. It will be like Avodim HaMishamshin at Rav, Shalom, Tov Fast, Elam Me'Ava, we'll serve it from Ava, from the year, Bezal Hashem.